Tonight on SmackDown Live AfterBuzz TV After Show, Fastlane Fallout, Big E and Jimmy Uso falling, and Shane McMahon falling very hard. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
The Empress of Tomorrow is now the Empress of Tuesdays. As we are live here on AfterBuzzTV.com, the AfterBuzz TV YouTube page, iTunes, SoundCloud, like and subscribing, telling your friends about AfterBuzz TV. What's up, everybody? I am Christian Rosenberg. Whole crew is here tonight. Over on my left, it is Gabby Loren.
Hey, guys.
Over on the other side, he is Tom Connolly.
Hello, hello.
And Mr. Badass Buddy shirt representing himself, it's Scott Narver.
Representing myself?
Representing the Badass Buddy shirt.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's
the greatest tag team that never was.
That's true. They are a very good tag team.
I see you have one as well. It's just in a different language.
Yes, this is one of collarandelbowbrand.com's newest shirts. Ichiban stands for best. And, you know, that promo code Rosenberg saves yourself 10%. But guys, SmackDown, we got Asuka now. That's a big freaking deal. Fastlane finished up.
Do we have her, though?
Yes.
I don't know. They said making a special appearance.
Oh. She is ours now.
We will soon have her.
It was not.
The Empress is ours.
No. She's not a free agent.
Yeah, yeah. I will wait and see because she's going on Raw next week. So
She is, but after WrestleMania.
She has to fulfill obligations.
Okay, sure.
Well, at least we'll have a boss in charge that will make sure that they are constantly working and will see through any contractual obligations that there was signed talent. So there'll be no problems in regards to that at all.
No. Never. No. None. That will be all cleared.
Yep.
So we kick off tonight's show with the WWE champion, the man who successfully retained in the six-pack challenge, AJ Styles. He talks about how he found a way to still be champion after that match, which was a very fun match. And then he talks about how Nakamura is the best Japanese wrestler to ever be in the WWE. But I'm phenomenal. So, I mean, come on. I'm phenomenal. Therefore, he doesn't have a chance.
Yeah, he turns into a 1930s gangster that's being grilled by the cops.
That's exactly what happened with AJ. Like, he just morphed mid-promo.
Mm-hmm.
Out comes Nakamura. He mentioned how you're a champion. Everyone likes you. Well, everyone likes me, too. And at Mania, dreams come true, and my dream is knee to face. And they're having a stare down, and then they are interrupted by Rusev. And I was all ready for a Rusev promo, an Aiden English song. I don't know if he can top the song he did on Fastlane.
That was amazing.
Because it was incredible. But we just cut to commercial, and then we go right into AJ versus Rusev, which is awesome. But I was just like, I wanted actually a little mic time for Rusev in English.
Yeah, I feel like more and more now we are seeing some weird cut by watching at home. Because they just find the most awkward moments to take us into commercial. And then we come back and we're like, what just happened?
Yeah, it happened later too in the show.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, you want to see the in-between.
Yeah, I want to see the in-between. At least when there's a box and it's picture-in-picture. We can see, you know, what's still happening on the screen when they do have a commercial. But if you're in the middle of something and it's unresolved and then all of a sudden we're in a match, it just gets a little confusing.
Yeah.
It's true.
I mean, it was a good promo by Nakamura. I like that we didn't have to hear them, you know, talk about how, it's a language barrier and that kind of stuff. Like, I don't get why they
like
do that.
Like we almost always do?
Well, no, I don't get why they do that to Asuka, but they don't do it to him. Like,
well, Jinder did.
Jinder did it real bad. That was really bad before, yeah. I tried to just block that stuff out.
He forgot about it. It was so bad.
AJ's more respectful, so, you know, he wouldn't do anything like that.
Well, for the match, Nakamura is sitting at ringside. Fun match. They gave it a good amount of time. Rusev looked really good in this match. He also looked really good in this match at Fastlane with Nakamura. AJ puts on the calf crusher. Aiden English comes in the ring, cause a DQ, and they start a 2-on-1 beatdown. And Nakamura just takes his sweet old time and just, I guess I should stand up. Oh, no, before I go in the ring, I should take my jacket off and stretch a little bit and crack my knuckles. Is my hair in place?
He's a very limber guy. You know, he can't just go in. He's like a solid in that form. If he doesn't warm up, then he's not liquid as he is.
Yeah, but you would think his friend's getting beat down. He should probably...
Friend?
Yeah, I wouldn't call them friends, necessarily. If anything, he was actually helping out his competitor, AJ. And he beat up Aiden and Rusev. Shocker. But I think he mainly did it because, you know, Nakamura is a stand-up guy. Mm-hmm. So Aiden interrupted, ruined the match. And so he felt like he needed to step in on Aiden and Rusev.
Do you dream about kneeing your friend in the face?
Which friend?
He probably does that with all of us here.
I was going to say the three of us that are here.
Yeah.
Oh. You think you're friends.
Oh.
So he doesn't.
But yeah, so I have a feeling this is going to lead into, like, next week we'll just have a tag match between the four, which will be fine. But just kind of keep building the respect slash animosity between the two. And we'll see how it goes. And
we'll see if they can test their what friendship they do have.
And we'll see if they'll give Rusev and English anything for Mania besides the Battle Royal.
Gotta say, sadly, no.
Well, do you think they're going to have a host again this year?
Oh.
You know, honestly, when Cena was cutting his promo last night on Raw, I was thinking he was going to announce that he was the host.
Right.
Oh, my goodness.
But being that didn't happen, I would love Rusev Day hosting WrestleMania.
It'd be pretty amazing.
Well, what do you mean? Cena's just going as a fan this year. He's got nothing to do, guys. Still has nothing to do.
I know.
It would be cool if they had talent, like one talent from Raw and one talent from SmackDown hosting the show. That would be awesome.
Mm-hmm. Aiden English and Elias.
Yeah, the two singers and musicians.
Host the show.
That would be perfect.
Add another hour to the show.
You know, I really like, not that we should talk about Raw because it's a SmackDown Live, but I did really like that Cena promo when he ran into the audience and started drinking beers with people. And I personally would look forward to seeing Cena being a fan at the WrestleMania show. Hopefully he sits next to us. I don't know. But that would be really cool to see him, like, interact with people and then just, you know, come in and have a match with Undertaker, but from the audience.
Well, I want to see him get drunk first, then have a match with the Undertaker.
He's got to pull himself away from hanging out with Tom all the time, his biggest fan,
yes,
and drinking all Tom's beers.
Yeah, exactly.
So here's the thing. If he's in the audience as John Cena in his gear, we know Undertaker's in the house.
Well, his gear is very casual.
That's his clothing.
It's true.
Right.
There's casual, but I mean, like,
there's going to be at least 10,000 people in that stadium dressed just like John Cena.
Would you willingly, though, you know, rock out in all that green gear, hat, sweatbands?
Tom has it.
Yeah.
You have the sweatbands, too?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He's got
Do you have a fanny pack also?
But no.
Cena doesn't wear a fanny
pack. I know he doesn't. I was just trying to see what else he has.
You're mixing up Cena and Michael Hayes.
That's his weekend warrior gear
right there. Yeah, that's what I wear to work every day. What do you mean? Cena shirt, Cena hat, sweatpants.
Well, I got a question for you guys before we keep getting back into SmackDown.
Okay.
Do you want to have fun and learn and grow in all areas of your life?
Yes.
Well,
I guess.
For those who do, which these people do, we got a podcast for you. Conversation with Maria Menounos. It's the podcast edition. It's hosted by our AfterBuzz founder, Maria Menounos, and it drops every Friday on iTunes. Conversation with Maria features celebrity and influencer interviews, along with secrets and tips on how to be better in all aspects of life. You're looking at health, wellness, career and relationships, finances, and more. Let our Maria be the big sister you never had. Just go to iTunes, subscribe to Conversation with Maria Menounos for free, and be sure to rate and comment. And when you do, let Maria know it was SmackDown AfterBuzz who told you about it. So Conversation with Maria, podcast edition. Make sure you check it out. Tell them SmackDown AfterBuzz sent you. And
people got... You heard it here first.
You did. You did. And people got sent to the hospital on Sunday.
Oh,
because they didn't listen to Maria Menounos' podcast?
Yes.
Whoa.
See what happens?
Whoa.
You get a bludgeoning.
This is aggressive.
If you don't listen to the podcast.
This is aggressive.
And that's what happened to Kofi, Xavier, and Jey Uso.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
They got a beating. Dasha's backstage with Big E, and he's talking about how he wished he was there, to talk about how we became 5-time tag team champions, and we were going to find a way to fill Corey Graves' rental car with pancake batter. But I got to be serious right now. The Bludgeon Brothers took away our title opportunity, and they tried to destroy us. But as long as I'm here standing, I'll represent the New Day. And then Jimmy shows up, and he says, hey, you know, I know Jay is out too, so tonight, you and I, we'll have our match later on, but we have bigger fish to fry right now. And yeah, they join forces.
I was going
to
say, I think Corey Graves uses pancake batter in his hair. Because I don't know what
that's how he got
is.
That color.
That, and I don't know how it stays that way.
Yeah.
That's got to be pancake batter.
That's like some Mrs. something Butterworth. About Mary stuff.
Mrs. Butterworth.
That is syrup, sir. That is syrup.
I know. You use that on pancakes.
That's not batter, though.
I know.
It's totally different.
Well, you got the color from the batter, and then it stays in place with the syrup.
Look, you're Bisquick, but you were wrong. Pancake batter joke.
All right, Aunt Jemima.
I love this promo.
Syrup.
I loved both of them in this promo. I mean, somebody wrote in the chat room, Big E, we need that singles run now. Like, this is, I think
it's
this
teasing
is,
it.
I think he's definitely teasing it. Okay, let's see what this guy can do on his own. He cut the promo 2 weeks ago, which is awesome. This was an awesome promo. And I mean, the beatdown on Sunday was awesome from the Bludgeon Brothers. The match was going well, but, you know, I kind of thought that was going to happen. And I like that, oh, now they, you know, they can put everything aside and they have another common enemy that they're going to go after. And I like just seeing, like, the unity of them coming together.
Yeah, it's different of, like, different teams joining forces for a bigger issue.
Mm. Yeah.
So I like that.
Says a lot, you know?
Yeah.
Although, what does this mean leading up to WrestleMania? Now, Tom, I know you want to see Big E do his own singles thing, but we're heading into WrestleMania. If he is doing that, then those two other guys are not going to be in the picture.
It's the grandest stage of triple threat matches.
Yes, exactly.
Triple Mania.
Triple Mania. Mm-hmm. Triple. Wait a minute.
What are you talking about?
That's, I don't know. That name sounds like it's been used somewhere else.
What are you talking about?
Yeah. Maybe it's just coincidence.
Could be.
All right. AAA. We are now over at a video segment. Kid Rock. He's a celebrity wing of the Hall of Fame.
Next.
That's the only thing.
Excuse me.
I think there's only one gripe I have about it. Yeah. And that's with when he and Josie were involved, when they were doing stuff, and Josie got thrown into, I think it was a trash can, then hit with a hockey stick by Edge and Christian. It's like, I wanted to see that, but no, I did Kid Rock. I've always dug him. It's still odd to me that Motorhead hasn't gone in before that.
That's true.
Yeah, there's a lot of other people that I feel like they could have. Yeah.
but Kid Rock,
Cyndi Lauper.
Well, that's a big one.
That's a big one, too. Mm-hmm. But, you know, he's done a lot. He's got the song in there.
I know, yeah. I mean, once you heard the song, I knew it was going to be him.
And he's a guy that's done so much with them that one totally makes sense. It's not one that bugs me or anything. I think he'll have a fun speech.
Mm-hmm. Right. You know? And to his own point, 2 decades. I mean, it's about time.
Mm-hmm.
It's deserved.
But was he the only one? And maybe I've missed this, but I feel like, like all the other weeks, we just had like a little snippet of whoever was inducted that week.
I was going to say
anything
the same
at
thing.
All. And then Kid Rock, we get the full package that they air on Raw.
They love Kid Rock.
Because as I was watching Raw last night and this tonight, as I was watching, I was like, I'm just going to mute this. I don't really care about this. And then I kept looking over and being like, this is still going on? Like, this video was at least 4 minutes long, 5 minutes long.
Aren't they all?
No, but I don't. Maybe they are, and I just never realized it.
Jim,
but
and
yeah,
Jarrett?
I don't know. I just didn't think it was that long.
You guys are all haters. You're just haters.
Man,
Kid Rock should go into being a riot squad.
I'm not a hater. I just don't. I'm just like, hey, if they're doing the full package for Kid Rock on SmackDown, fine. Why didn't we have the full package for Jarrett and Hillbilly Jim and Ivory? We didn't have the full package during the show. I'm just wondering why we got it for Kid Rock and not the.
Plus,
other.
We have like a 2-hour show. I could see it on Raw. They have the time. This is a 2-hour show. Like, you know, it's not going to be like bad. I don't know. Whatever. It's Hall of Fame. It's not like a real place.
Yeah.
We are now living in the future, not the past, you guys. So I'm sorry we're all butthurt about it, but, you know, we're going to be okay.
I'm
not insulting Kid Rock being inducted.
Guys,
I don't have a problem with him being inducted.
I don't really care.
To Gabby's
point,
2018, it's Kid Rock Revolution right now.
Oh, yes! I didn't
know that. No. He's a new up and comer.
Maybe we'll get a push. We'll see.
He might be finding Randy Orton at WrestleMania. Who knows?
Maybe.
Or John Cena if Undertaker doesn't show.
That's right. Yeah, fight Kid Rock.
AJ's backstage. He runs into Nakamura saying he didn't need his help out there, but thanks. Nakamura said, it looks like you needed my help, and I'll help you every time up until Mania so I can beat you at Mania. And then walks away.
I like that, too.
That was good.
Mm-hmm.
I was fine with it.
I like that better than Kid Rock.
Better than what?
Kid Rock.
Oh, goodness.
Now I want to hear Nakamura sing Ba Wada Ba. Can someone do that?
Ba Wada Ba Da Ba Da Ba. I don't know how the rest goes.
I know. I can tell.
I don't think I even got those. Are
it was
right,
an interpretive
dance. It was close enough.
Yes.
Yeah, it was like an interpretive dance to the wrong lyrics.
Mm-hmm.
In my own mind, what I thought it was.
You know what? And the other thing is, back to Kid Rock briefly. Sorry, mm-hmm. chat roll. I love Undertaker as the American Badass.
Yeah, yes.
That was my favorite version of the Undertaker. Mm-hmm. And that song was killer.
Yes,
and
it was.
That crowd would always sing along. Before that was the cool, trendy thing to do, they legitimately did it. And it was exciting. Mm-hmm. So that alone.
Odds of American Badass at WrestleMania, since Kid Rock will also be there.
That's all I want. That's all I want. No more Dead Man. Enough of that. He called him out for working out on his wife's Instagram. Mm-hmm. American Badass needs to come out and face that challenge, not the Dead Man.
I mean, I think, yeah, I mean, that's a cool evolution, too, of like, okay, the Dead Man was put to rest last year at WrestleMania. Like, now he's going to be the American Badass this year at Mania.
He can't find those clothes.
Yeah.
He's got to be the Badass.
Someone stole them, probably.
They're still like in Tom Brady still jersey. In Orlando. They're still in that stadium.
Oh, I like that idea, though. I'm kind of behind that. Yeah.
Big E and Jimmy Uso versus the Bludgeon Brothers. I could break down this match, but I feel like Scott could do a better job. Can we hit the Bludgeon Brothers music, please?
Wait, before... I have something... too.
Okay.
Before you start.
Okay. Because he lifted up that bat.
There was this,
I'm patient.
There was this package that was at my apartment the other night after the Bludgeon Brother beating, and it said to give this to you.
Oh.
So I need you to.
Tomorrow.
I didn't open it, so I don't know what it is.
I didn't either. I didn't know. Yeah.
No, it just showed up.
That's a very odd package.
It's gonna be dangerous.
Oh, man. Look at that.
Oh,
that's
no.
Amazing.
It's a mini Bludgeon Hammer. You've graduated to the next level.
Oh, man.
Damn, that's intense.
Now, why it was delivered to Tom's house and not yours, I'm not quite sure. But you... Now, so what... Now, is he in, like, Bludgeon University? What is this? What is the next level?
This is... Well, it's kind of underground.
Okay.
They don't really want you to expose everything and talk about
Makes
it.
Makes sense.
But you got to move up. You got to be proficient with the mallet, so you got to work up. You know, you work with a bat. Wrapped in barbed wire initially, but now I've got a mini mallet.
Yes, so you're like a bear scout, like you're moving up, not quite eagle yet.
Yeah,
I
can make some flattened veal with this. This is good. I'm gonna get a lot of jobs at restaurants.
Oh my goodness!
Work with cutlets, all kinds of things. This is
you're
gonna be great.
A butcher brother now.
Mm-hmm. All right, Scott, break down this match for us, please.
Well, first off, at Bludgeon Lane, that was the best thing ever.
At Bludgeon Lane?
Yeah, that tag match that was going somewhere, and then the Bludgeon Brothers absolutely annihilated them. I couldn't get enough of that. That was amazing. And then tonight, I really love the story that we get an Uso and a New Day member who don't normally work together trying to face the Bludgeon Brothers. Mm-hmm. And the Bludgeon Brothers still decimate. It was great. And they had their moments as a tag team, Uso and Big E, but it didn't last. They were just crushed, and they took their moment in the sun where they sat on the apron and celebrated, as only the Bludgeon Brothers will do, taking a moment of victory. Because they can't be stopped. They're undefeated.
They're undefeated. And this match was literally, I mean, you have, like you were saying, two legit people in this match. It was only about two and a half minutes longer than their squash matches.
Mm-hmm. Mm. But it's fast-paced. There's tons of action.
Yes.
There's good tag team wrestling in there because they're always following the rules.
Yeah, there's no cheating.
Yeah.
It's just dominance.
Absolute dominance. And they bludgeoned them right good.
Oh my God. So what's going to happen when Asuka comes to SmackDown and there's, you know, there's probably only four matches or so a SmackDown show. Mm-hmm. And then we have Asuka and Bludgeon Brothers in one night. We already know the outcome, so it won't be as fun.
What if Asuka becomes a Bludgeon sister?
Mm. I don't picture that.
I'm just throwing that out there, since she's so dominant, too.
Sarah would be the next Bludgeon sister.
That's true. Mm. She's a huntress.
Yes. She's a huntress. For sure.
Oh, that was great. I think this feud's building up really, really strong. They've treated the Bludgeon Brothers as this dominant threat. Usos are dominant. The New Day is dominant. So I think we have something really, really great on our hands. And plus, we saw those guys grab chairs going up against the mallets. Mm-hmm. Is that an indicator of something we're going to see, of some sort of a TLC or something with no disqualification where weapons are going to be used at Mania?
Oh, I didn't think of that at
all. Well, we have like 10 other triple threat matches, so that would make it different.
Mm-hmm.
I'm down with that.
Yeah. Yeah, ladder match or something, or yeah, TLC. I think TLC would be good.
Yeah.
Because we only get one of those a year anyway, so.
Right. Agreed.
Might as well have one at Mania.
All right, I just want to make sure that, Scott, you use that mallet responsibly.
Well, I'm only going to hit stuff with it.
I think that means putting it away for now.
I wouldn't use this to prop up a table. That'd be irresponsible. I'm only going to smash stuff with it and bludgeon it to the point where it doesn't bother me anymore.
I'm going to move on. I'm going to move on to the next
Thank
segment.
You, Tom. Thank you for delivering this to me.
Yeah, I mean, it just showed up, so it was, you know. I
appreciate that.
I was like, why is Scott getting mail at my apartment? But, you know.
Well,
it just
kind of
worked out.
It arrived to,
yeah, just said,
to Conley to Central.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it did. Yeah.
It said, make sure to deliver to Scott or you will be bludgeoned.
Exactly. That's why I gave it to you. Delivery made, Bludgeon Brothers, okay?
Official.
Renee is backstage with Sami Zayn. She asks Sammy, who do you blame for your failure on Sunday? It's just a very odd question. Sammy's obvious choice would be Shane, but I blame Kevin. If it wasn't for Shane's obsession with Owens, he wouldn't have been at ringside, and it cost me. So I'm guilty by association. Kevin is a self-absorbed egomaniac, and that is a price I'll never pay again. Not for Kevin, not for anybody.
Ooh.
Shots fired.
Mm-hmm. Shots definitely fired. Sammy, you betrayed your best friend. It's not cool.
Gabby's not happy with us.
Mm-mm.
She is not.
You still stand by Kevin, though. You think?
Oh, I'm standing by Kevin 100%.
Okay.
Ride or die. That's it.
Wow. That's serious.
Yep.
It's like signed in blood. It almost sounded that serious.
I thought it was a threat against Zack Ryder at first. I misunderstood it.
No.
But then I heard the or correctly.
Listen, Zack Ryder is a homeboy from the same location.
Same stomping grounds.
Long Island, so can't hate too much.
Unless he gets in the way of Kevin Owens.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly. No one's touching my man.
Charlotte. Charlotte comes out. She talks about how when Asuka's music hit on Sunday, I knew exactly what her intents were, and I'm excited. And I'm here to meet Asuka again, woman to woman. Out comes Asuka. And Charlotte says, people always say two things. One, congrats to me for my match. And two, what would happen if you face Asuka? What would happen if the queen went one-on-one with the empress? Who would bow down? Asuka, I've never faced anyone like you, but you've never faced anyone like me. Then Asuka mentions that she chose Charlotte because she likes a challenge, and Asuka bows to nobody. They both have a stare and like a smile with each other. And then Randy Orton comes out. Just like I didn't. Like last week when Charlotte was like, oh, Bobby Roode's here to save me. This time Randy Orton comes out. And we don't even go back to the women in the ring. We're just like, I leave. Just go. I guess it's Randy's time now.
Yep.
It was just so awkward.
I'm okay with this if this becomes a more regular thing. Like if we don't need to see someone has the final say in the music and then they transition off. If it's just we're moving from segment to segment. If it became a more regular thing, I think it has a place.
No, that's fine, but just don't have it always be with Charlotte's segment.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, like I think if it would have been Carmella coming out, at least it would have been something like, oh, people were like, oh, is she going to try to cash in right now?
Mm-hmm.
And then it would just be like, oh, no, it's leading to her match against Naomi.
Which,
you know?
She hinted to WrestleMania with her little briefcase she has going on, Frankie, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. She did some backstage segment.
Later on in the match.
It didn't happen yet?
Not yet. It's about a half hour away.
Premature, yeah.
Half hour, man.
Well, I'm saying in the show-wise.
We're going to have to recap every single thing.
Guys.
We have to go according to the script.
We go in order here.
Then Byron Saxton said these words.
Let's talk about that Shane thing at the end right now.
He will murder us.
Guys. There's a reason WWE puts a show in a certain order. We have to oblige.
Sometimes we don't agree with that order.
Well, shame on you forever.
We should do the show backwards one time. Ooh. Just completely backwards.
I think Christian would freak out.
I wouldn't know what to do.
That's like his worst nightmare.
I wouldn't understand what to do. I wouldn't understand what's happening. I'd be so confused.
Why did everyone Road Dogg fired? What's going on with the Road Dogg?
Whoa, whoa, something happened in the chat roll?
I don't know. I think he's doing a fine job. This is a great SmackDown tonight.
Is he okay, on, what I don't even next? Know. Is he right on what SmackDown or Raw? I don't even know.
Yeah, he's on SmackDown.
Okay, well, Randy Orton came out for our third straight promo of the show.
Mm-hmm.
That was kind of how we went. Promo, promo, promo. But Orton comes out and says, I've been called many things throughout my career, but one thing I've never been called until now is United States Champion. I'm a Grand Slam champion, which is a list that I do care about. Bobby earned my respect, but this title's mine. And then out came Bobby Roode saying he has his rematch, and his rematch is going to take place at Mania. He said, I'm going to retain my title, when he should have said regain.
And he just feels like he never lost it. So.
Yeah.
Oh, got it.
It's too soon.
Yeah. It's only been 2 days.
There's trauma there.
out then comes Jinder. Very enthusiastic, like, give a round of applause for Randy Orton, the new United States champion. Because you've been in WWE for an eternity, and you finally accomplished it. Bobby's had the title first, so that's something you can never change. Tonight, I'm going to beat Bobby like I beat Randy last week. And then we get to Bobby Roode and Jinder. The main highlight in this match was USA chants, which makes no sense.
They were cheering for Randy.
Since they're both Canadian, even though Jinder's billed as Punjabi India.
But they can still represent a championship. Did you not like when Rusev carried it?
No, I did, but then he...
They were cheering for the U.S. title, not just
exactly.
Even though the U.S. title was not at stake during that match.
It was still at ringside, so...
Well, I will say, this match I thought was a lot better than their match when it was like the finals of the U.S. title tournament. But this match was very back and forth, very competitive, a much faster pace. And in the end... who was it? Sunil hopped on the apron.
You don't even remember?
No, I
thought we had this conversation already last week.
I drew a blank as far as which one, but it was Sunil.
Okay. We both know that one of them is sick, and you said you could tell the difference.
I can tell the difference between Sunil and Samir. Actually, it's much easier to tell the difference between them than Jimmy and Jay.
You're talking about the same people.
Well, just because only one of them was there tonight doesn't mean they're both the same person.
Yeah, it does.
There was only one of them there.
At WCW, there was one masked luchador. And then they just traded them. You know, we just traded outfits all the time.
We saw one of them get beat by the Bludgeon Brothers, then he came back out and helped Jinder win this match.
That's right.
So
now what you're saying is Jimmy Uso and Sunil Singh are the same person.
Isn't that what you said?
And right? Zack Ryder and Sin Cara are the same person. Come on, where are you, man?
Mind blown.
I've never seen him in the same ring once, ever.
I must be behind on my dirt sheets. I guess I don't know who's
who anymore. Episodes of Superstars.
Yes, I'm definitely behind on that. So, Colossus by Jinder. Jinder wins the match. And then Randy Orton acts like he's landing a plane in the ring as he's like waving his arms around. Big old smile on his face. Turns Jinder around into an RKO stand stall at the end. So, another triple threat match for me?
Maybe. Someone said in the chat roll, Rusev should get in on this match too.
Down. 100% down. Mm-hmm.
I'm just surprised that after all these matches, Randy Orton keeps doing RKOs at the very end. It's so predictable. Like, why are these wrestlers still oblivious to the fact that he is coming up to RKO you?
Well, Jinder was excited, though. He won a match.
And it came from nowhere. It came from nowhere.
I think if Randy Orton's around, you just need to immediately go in a turtle shell pose and just, like, just fall to the ground and hold yourself. And then he'd come up and go, I can't do anything with this.
Just always keep Randy in eyesight.
That's right.
At all times.
Don't trust him.
Never turn your back. Are we happy Randy won? Like, none of us are on the after show on Sunday. So.
Oh, on Sunday.
I don't know. I really don't know how I feel about it.
I'm glad he got his, last title he needed to obtain. Mm. I think it's a great accomplishment. Other than that, would I have wanted him to win? No. I think there's other players that are probably better, like other wrestlers, that would work out. But, hey, now he can officially say I've had all the belts and titles. So, congrats, Randy Orton.
Yeah. I mean, I think I kind of agree with you. Yeah. It was, okay, he won. Why wasn't he just in the tournament to win the belt in the first place? Why
did it take me ranked number 9?
Yeah, exactly.
By the way,
what's he ranked now?
It's been a month. Do we have a new
next
top 10 list?
Next week.
Daniel Bryan comes back next week. He has to show up.
Okay. All right. So we expect a new top 10 next week, so we can build another storyline headed into Mania based on that top 10.
Are you glad he won, Scott?
I think I'm all right with it, because no matter what, you're not going to have Mania without Orton. Mm. And Orton at Mania can do really impressive things, a la him and Seth Rollins. Mm-hmm. That there will be something. I think this will lead to something. I hope it's also not a triple threat.
Yeah.
I hope there's more involved, or they just roll it down to one-on-one. I want this match to not feel like the other Intercontinental match.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. That's why I like the idea of adding Rusev to it. At least if it's a Fatal 4-Way something. Or maybe like Elimination Fatal 4-Way or something to make it different.
Do we really have to see Rusev lose again, though?
Who says he's going to lose? Yeah,
I think he can win.
Who says
he
lose?
I hope he wins.
Hmm? The man still needs... I mean, he had his entrance when he had his match with Cena, but he hasn't had like his like Mania moment per se yet.
Like, I think it'd be great if, you know, it was a Fatal 4 Elimination Fatal 4-Way. And somehow Orton got out first or something, came down to the other three, comes down to Jinder and Rusev, who were partners before a long time ago, and Rusev wins.
Thanks then to Gronk.
Yeah, exactly. He turned.
Gronk's got to interfere again.
Yeah, no, I don't want Gronk.
And then he's in the celebrity wing.
Kid Gronk?
Yes, Kid Gronk. Yeah. Kid Gronk. Kevin Owens backstage.
He'll be in next year. Okay.
Yeah. Kevin Owens backstage. He's asked about his reaction to what Sami Zayn said. And Kevin's like, I'm the one to blame. It's all Shane's fault. I got screwed over first. Sami knew he couldn't get it done on his own. Sami's a liar, a manipulator, and he's blaming me for his shortcomings. And Shane steals the spotlight from people like me. Why was he needed at ringside to begin with? Which is a valid point. There was no point for him to be at ringside.
Yep. It was true.
Yep.
He was a jerk.
A lot of people are saying in the chat roll originally prior when we were talking about it that Kevin Owens is in the wrong. But as you can see from these backstage interviews, that it's really Sami Zayn that's in the wrong because he's the liar, he's the cheat, he's playing everybody just to get ahead. Granted, I know he hasn't had his moment yet in the WWE, but this is not the way to do it. You do not lie, cheat, and steal until you get the belt.
Unless you're Eddie Guerrero.
You would be the tough person. Like, you could witness Kevin Owens rob a bank and be like, he didn't do anything wrong.
What?
I mean, he did nothing wrong on Sunday.
No, he didn't. Won that clean.
Thank you. Exactly. He did win it clean. It wasn't his fault. It was Shane's fault. Yeah. If anything, it was Sammy's fault.
Shane is the worst boss ever.
Yes.
I love how emotional Gabby's getting with this.
Hashtag Shane is the worst boss ever.
He is.
Hashtag Sammy Zayn is a liar. Hashtag WTF moment. WTF moment.
That's WTF moment right there. I'm hearing like some faded music. Yeah.
There's something playing.
Something very softly is
it's
playing.
It's like a tribute or something.
My question, HBK?
There we go.
Rusev. Oh, wow.
Oh, my God. That's Rusev to Shawn Michaels' theme.
Wait, is it him singing it? Or some guy that sounds like him?
I think it's somebody else.
Can we please tweet out the link to this? Because I need this in my life.
Oh, I can't wait to hear that.
Oh.
Wow.
Oh, that's a sneak peek right there from Steve.
We gotta go listen to this.
Yeah, we should wrap up now.
Before we do that, I just want to make a comment. AJ from the chat roll, I totally agree. I should be Kevin Owens' manager. But I'll do it right here from AfterBuzz. Until WWE calls me and say they need another Paul Heyman.
What? You wouldn't take a call from Kevin?
Or Kevin.
Okay. Yeah. Yes. I didn't know if it was like, no.
You know what? Kevin would be even better. I don't need Vince. I don't need Shane or Stephanie.
What if Daniel Bryan called you, though?
Okay. Yeah. Yes.
Well, he's WWE management. I think that's fair.
Yeah.
Triple H is going to call and be like, hey, we want you to manage somebody, but we can't decide between Kevin Owens or Randy Orton.
Kevin Owens.
Oh, all right. There it is. That, you didn't even have to think. Hey, speaking of not thinking, the Moolah Battle Royal.
Whoa. Strong words. Strong stance.
This is
the platform is yours.
It's just very odd. It is very odd that they are making a trophy out of...
Andre the Giant.
They took part of the Andre trophy.
The one that broke when Cesaro first won it.
Yes, that's right. And they have molded it into Moolah. I mean, because...
Which is very broken.
And of course, in these days with more, you know, obviously with more and more social media these days, you know, over these last several years, more and more stories have emerged about some not so positive things that Moolah's done or did in her career.
Or other people have done that are not associated with this company anymore.
Right.
And are still with us. So it's like, okay, is it because of that? Because they're not with us? She's not with us anymore? They can do this stuff? Or no?
I don't know. I mean, I'm cool that they're making the Battle Royale, so it will give, you know, all the women a match, besides obviously the marquee ones. It better not be on the kickoff. They better put this on the main show.
Don't worry. The men's will be on the kickoff.
Yeah, men's will probably be on the kickoff. The women's will probably be on the main show.
This will be the between Roman Reigns and Cena match.
We have at least 3 or 4 matches that will be women's matches that will be on the main card.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. It could be on the kickoff.
That's true. But I don't know. I mean, and I'm trying to think who would... And like as far as playing the other side of it, I'm trying to think who else could have been for a memorial. Like the other thought is China, and we know that wasn't going to go through.
But I don't get why though. I understand why, but you can also Google this person's name and see a lot of other things as well. So yeah. It's not like, you know, oh well, because I don't know, because she was in porn, you know.
What? You just blew Scott's mind.
No, what do you think the real reason is, though?
She's the most legendary female wrestler, because she was the longest reigning women's champion, or champion, period, by, like, 20 years.
Yeah. Well, ultimately, WWE tell their own history they want to.
Mm-hmm.
They revise the history in the way that they want to present it, and so why not present these things in the best light possible?
Mm-hmm.
You know, HBO is going to have that documentary on Andre the Giant. I'm sure there's going to be moments where he wasn't the best person in the world, and it was a different time for a lot of these people. It wasn't this time where everything is being taped and watched all the time, so why not tell the best story of Moolah possible? Why not tell the best story of China possible? Why not celebrate their careers and tell these stories of victory and triumph rather than like, oh, hey, here's a bunch of terrible stuff that happened. You can find that out if you want. We're celebrating Warrior all the time.
Mm.
That dude said terrible, terrible things.
True. Yep. True.
But we choose to, you know, look at the other stuff instead.
Somebody gets an award in his name every year. Mm-hmm. Same thing as the Battle Royal. I just wish it would mean, like, there needs to be some kind of stipulation added of you get something when you win.
You that's get the not trophy.
But you don't get the trophy. They don't carry the trophy with them.
You get your name on the trophy that's displayed at Access.
That's, trophies mean a lot, Tom.
That's like a participation trophy.
What?
Not that. I meant the Battle Royal.
You just broke his heart.
You bludgeoned it.
You bludgeoned Scott's heart.
But I just wish they would, come on, like, make some kind of... You win. I don't even know what you would win. Some kind of not a title match, because then it's like Royal Rumble. Oh, sorry.
Whoa.
I don't know. You get something, right? What could they get? Anybody?
A title shot.
I don't
the
work there. Paper, I don't
give them my ideas.
I mean, for me, if I was doing it, I would want something to take home. So you said the trophy.
But no, I think they should get kind of some kind of match, some kind of reward for winning.
Well, like, yeah, but then I guess it could be worked into a storyline.
Mm-hmm.
But if not, I think they should still go home with something regardless, because that's something you want to be proud of. And
well, they get to, you know, stand in front of the trophy for the next like 3 weeks after WrestleMania. And then
I don't know.
Something a little different, unique is the next pay-per-view, you get to call out anyone on the active roster.
Mm-hmm.
Like you get to have a singles match against whoever it is.
I like that.
You know, so if you are calling out the champ, maybe it's a non-title match, but if, you know, if you're a lady, you're like, I want to fight Rousey. Mm-hmm. I want to fight Asuka. Yeah. Or I could break that streak. I just won the Battle Royal.
Yeah, or if it's you get, like, a match on Raw or SmackDown the night after Mania against the champion or something like
you
that.
You become a free agent.
Oh.
Mm.
Go to whatever show you want for the next year.
Mm. All the contracts.
I like that.
So many contracts.
So much paperwork.
Or maybe you can set rules to another wrestler. Like, maybe you can decide, like, do almost a job of, like, a commissioner or general manager of a show. Like, say, I want to see these two, you know, fight. Or kind of make rules. Like, I know for a SmackDown show, like, clearly that would make sense for a Sammy or a Kevin, because they would like to be running things. So, if this could happen for a girl that wanted to, like Alexa Bliss, who's a boss, you know, kind of make her own rules or set the lines or the boundaries.
That'd be pretty cool.
And if they did that, or if it was a title match, then at least it's something you're looking forward to on the, like, they already have one match set up for the show, too.
Right.
for the Raw. You know, if if it's a world title match,
you get your own E show. Let's just say that.
Okay, there we go.
You get to be on Ride Along.
Some of these people have already been on that.
Ride or Die.
Or Ride or Die. All right, we're running out of time. We got two more segments we got to break down. First off, Naomi versus Carmella. Here's where Carmella was talking about possibly cashing in at WrestleMania and talking about winning the Moolah Battle Royal.
Hint, hint.
Yeah, she was doing a little hinting there. But we are one big step closer to my dream prediction that I've been talking about for the last few weeks. Asuka's now facing Charlotte. Asuka can win the title, and then Carmella can cash in and end Asuka's streak at Mania, and everyone will be so angry. And I would love it so much.
I don't know about this. So that's definitely a storyline, and it's possible.
It can happen now.
But, I mean, Carmella to ruin Asuka's streak?
Exactly! That's the point!
That's terrible writing. Terrible.
I think it's brilliant.
No, that and
because
that
because I came up with it.
Like you said, it would anger so many fans in the WWE universe. It would just be a frustrating show to watch. I would be extremely annoyed. And I think Asuka, someone who's worked so hard and is such like a legendary, I mean, she is a voice in WWE. She is someone who's broken her own boundaries as a female wrestler. I do not think that you should kind of like slap her in the face with that.
Yeah.
Because that's just like a, it's demeaning. I mean, if it was like Charlotte Flair or someone cooler, obviously can't be Charlotte Flair, well, but you know what I mean.
But at the same time, Asuka just had the match of her life, and then so it doesn't make her weaker if all of a sudden someone fresh then comes in after she has a 20-minute epic match.
Yeah, but we've been building this streak for so long.
I know, which is why it'd be
you
so
you might as
cool.
well taser her.
I mean, that's what she's I'm been Kevin wanting Ashpeter. To get is the title. Not only that, but it's just, it's rude. It's, I mean, something she's worked for. And she's not on the same level as a Carmella.
Yeah.
We know Carmella, of all things, would never be rude.
Yes, exactly.
Well.
I think Carmella should just go cash in on Raw.
And Brendan in the chat, yes, Steve Coffin might have said on the Fastlane pay-per-view, I've been saying it on here for the last month.
Well, to be fair, also, Steve Coffin makes every prediction possible.
That's true.
Covers his base.
That is true.
Yeah.
All right, so Naomi and Carmella, this turned into the who can pull each other's hair the most match.
Yes.
Because that seemed to be what the focus was from both of them tonight.
Which it was on Sunday as well.
Yeah, so. A lot of hair pulling.
It's a deadly maneuver, man.
Mm. It hurts.
Yeah.
It definitely hurts.
So when do these matches become personal? Because this seems personal.
Yeah. I think now that Carmella's beat Naomi twice in a week.
And pulled her hair.
Yes. And the hair pulling.
It's aggressive.
Yep. So Naomi went for a springboard kick, and Carmella pulled her off by the hair, and then rolled her up, got the win, stole the win.
I liked the ending of this match.
It was good.
Yeah.
Sudden.
Mm. I didn't realize she kicked her until they showed the replay. I was like, oh, she kicked her. I thought Naomi fell at first.
Kicked the feet, and then pulled the hair.
Mm.
Finally, Shane McMahon comes out, mentions he's not here to apologize, because Kevin and Sam have crossed the line. He then breaks down the entire story in case no one's been watching for the last 6 months.
What happened? We need to know.
I know you break down the whole story.
We don't have time. We don't have time to break it down.
I just show up. I don't watch. I don't know what's going on.
It's all here, though. I see it.
Yeah, word for word.
These are very shortened versions of it.
A lot of screenshots of the screen.
Yes.
You make a flip book every show.
First, we had Kevin Owens come to NXT.
Yeah.
He beat up Sammy.
No, first he went to wrestling school.
Yeah. He was born. He trained with
Jacques Rougeau, who apparently is not a very nice person.
Apparently not.
If you listen to his
Ray Rougeau, great guy.
Yeah. Yep.
So Shane announces Daniel Bryan will be back next week, but then Daniel Bryan will be on his own because as of the end of this show, he is taking a leave of absence as commissioner. But before I do that, I'm going to make a specific matchup. At WrestleMania, it'll be Kevin Owens versus Sami Zayn.
It's not the busiest time of year. I'm just going to take some time off.
I barely work anyway. I work like 15 minutes a week. This is really hard,
it's
guys.
It's the slow season.
I tend to call it the road to blah, blah, blah. I'm sleepy.
I'm trying to understand. Will we see him at WrestleMania? Like, what is this? Why would he decide to leave right
I'll be
before?
Back for no mercy.
Why not say, like, I'm going to be here working harder and more full-time, like, and then what happens, happens.
Yes.
Like, why would you say, I'm going to leave? Like, I don't understand.
Why not say, I'm going to make this match. I'm going to make this match. and I'm going to stay out of it and let them settle their differences between them. I shouldn't have interfered on Sunday.
I'm going to stay off television until WrestleMania or something. Yeah.
No, I feel like he was hinting at the fact that he had a call with Daniel Bryan, and this is why he's all of a sudden decided to leave indefinitely. Maybe we'll find out next Tuesday what exactly is going on and why he made this choice, but I have a feeling it involves Daniel Bryan.
Could be.
And when he said Daniel Bryan would be back last week, it sounded like he said won't, and then the crowd started booing.
No, he said would, and they heard him.
They were booing because they thought he'd be there tonight.
Oh, yes. I thought they were booing because he said won't at
no,
first.
He said Daniel Bryan will be returning next week, and it was like, oh,
yeah. But the way he said it, everyone was kind of like, and he was like, what do you mean you don't want to see him?
But I think in his mind, Shane McMahon, while he was saying it, was thinking, oh, the crowd's booing. Why are they booing? Because he's coming back next week. Mm. But it really was, in reality, what Christian was saying is that he's coming back. And then they had a misinterpretation. So did you, clearly.
Exactly.
So Kevin and Sammy, they both come out. They're both yelling. They're both angry. And Shane is just like, what is wrong? I'm giving you guys the opportunity on the grandest stage of them all. This is what you wanted, and I'm giving it to you. And then Kevin and Sammy beat the holy hell out of Shane.
Because this is not what best friends want. They don't want to fight each other. They want to fight their common enemy, which is Shane McMahon.
They wrap a chair around him, throw him up against the ring post. I thought that was going to be it.
Mm-hmm. They wanted a title. They didn't want to fight each other. Mm-hmm. That's all they wanted, was to be WWE champion, one or the other way.
Yeah, if it was Kevin Owens versus Sami Zayn for the WWE title, which Kevin should have won on Sunday.
And then Sammy should have won after.
Well, the match would have been over.
I know. But so in the midst of this, referees come out. Kevin and Sammy beat the crap out of them.
That was awesome.
And then they drag Shane to the back through a gorilla position. We know Vince isn't there on SmackDown. That's why they didn't stop in there and see him like they did on Raw. So they all of a sudden then they do a powerbomb on, I don't know what those things were that they powerbombed them
on.
Oh,
God. Steal something.
Steal something. Mm. But it looked painful. Shane was wincing very loudly. And then the same EMTs that were in Columbus on Sunday helping Xavier Woods come out to Shane's aid as SmackDown goes off the air.
Danny McBride and another guy.
And his face was just so swollen red, and he was making these weird, scary noises. I mean, Shane, I hope you're alive tonight. I really do.
Yeah, that was brutal. Mm.
It was vicious. And now, obviously, the questions are, what is happening now? What is Daniel Bryan going to do about it? Will it still be Kevin and Sammy one-on-one? Is something going to change? I want it to still be one-on-one.
I want that match, but I don't think we're going
to
get
Make
that
Shane
now.
Referee, and he has to officiate for one of them to win.
But what in the chronicling of their story, we're going to see them fight at many manias, I feel. So why not have them team up for one, where they're possibly going to go up against Shane and what's Daniel Bryan and Brie Bella's kid's name?
Birdie Joe?
Boom, right there.
Shane and
Birdie.
I like it.
Then Birdie versus Maxwell.
That's right. We got Maxwell in this. We got whole new generation of stuff happening.
Now, there's definitely going to be some, like, laws regarding children under the age getting in the ring.
I don't know. It could be different in Louisiana. Who knows?
That's right.
It could be different.
You pre-tape it. It's fine.
Yep. So, with that said, we got to wrap this show up. So we want to know what you guys thought of the show. Leave your comments on the iTunes page, on the YouTube page, and of course, talk to us on various forms of social media. Yeah. Scott Narver, Bludgeon Brother, I don't know if it's a graduate, but definitely moved up.
Yeah, I'm now a brown belt.
Brown belt Bludgeon Brother.
That's right.
Say that five times fast.
No, because I got to get my plugs in.
Fair enough.
So you can find me on social media at Scott Narver. Check out Wrestling Compadre Slamcast. The past couple weeks, we've had WWE soon-to-be Hall of Famer Jeff Jarrett on the show. So check that out. And we got a special guest coming up this week. I don't want to spoil what it is. So check that out. And also, youtube.com/onyourmarkshow. The funniest shoot interviews that ever are. Jake the Snake Roberts is coming up. So you're going to want to subscribe now and not miss it.
This is true. It's going to be amazing. Tom Connolly.
You find me on Twitter and Instagram, TomTheCom. Check out my Etsy store at Connolly Central if you want one of these awesome rings. Yeah, that's about it.
All right, Gabby.
You guys can find me on Instagram and Twitter at GabbyLorenTV. Make sure to also follow me on my YouTube page. And tomorrow, Women's Pro Wrestling Weekly will be back on AfterBuzz TV. So make sure to check that out. It's with myself, TK Trinidad, and Anissa. We'll be interviewing pro wrestling legends, whether they're in the indies, you know, up-and-comers, people in WWE, every week, and that's going to be tomorrow, so make sure to check it out.
And you can follow me on Twitter at Real Rosenberg, Instagram, The Real Rosenberg, ProWrestlingTees.com/Christian Rosenberg. Get one of these new Collar and Elbow Brand t-shirts at CollarandElbowBrand.com. Promo code Rosenberg saves yourself 10%. And for other AfterBuzz TV news and gossip, follow them on Twitter at AfterBuzz TV. Thanks so much for tuning in. For Scott Narver, Tom Connolly, and Gabby Loren, I am Christian Rosenberg. We'll see you later.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz your brothers.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only. Do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.